to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties on the North Olympic Peninsula. I'm your host, Emily Henry of Get Connected Jefferson. Based on the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Our show highlights the individuals and organizations who provide a lot of time and energy to build what King called a beloved community. Today, I have guests Nikki Russell and Travis Rowland here to talk about Day of Caring. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for being here.
How you doing?
So, Nikki, what is UGN's Day of Caring?
United Good Neighbors of Jefferson County's Day of Caring is essentially our kickoff to our fall fund drive, which is UGN's main fundraising push for our annual campaign. And just so people know what UGN does really shortly, we are a community fund that supports health and human services in Jefferson County. So we actually do a Day of Caring because we actually really believe in the power of collective action. Our annual campaign is all about community members coming together to pool their financial contributions, which are then distributed to support our health and human service programs in the community. And Day of Caring really celebrates that spirit of collective action and volunteerism in Jefferson County.
So what is Day of Caring exactly?
So it's a day when community members can actually come together and work on teams and go out into the community to accomplish some projects for local nonprofits as well as some of our government agencies.
What kind of projects can you register to be a part of Day of Caring?
Well, we have some really great projects lined up for this year. A couple of new projects. We're going to have a project out at H.J. Carroll Park with the Kulkahan Native Plant Demonstration Garden. They're going to be doing some native plant garden maintenance. We have a project out at Camp Bosite where you'll be actually painting some of the benches and a playground that people who have disabilities are able to actually enjoy and utilize. At Jefferson County, we're going to be painting the fairgrounds. Habitat for Humanity has a program to beautify a park in a habitat neighborhood. We've got Quimper Grange Food Bank Garden growing more food for the food bank this winter, so you'll be out there working in their food bank garden. The Humane Society is doing a Happy Trails project. And we have new this year a really cool project from DASH, which is Disability Awareness Starts Here. They're going to be having teams out at Fort Worden to assess the sort of difficulty and recreational value of trails.
And so we have Travis here, and he has registered for Day of Caring. Could you tell us a little bit about what you registered?
Yeah, so Disability Awareness Starts Here is a awareness, education, and advocacy group in the area. We promote the physical access to community resources, communication accessibility, and program accessibility. The event this year for the UGN Day of Caring is a disability awareness event, as well as an opportunity to collect data that will help us to publish some information that will be available to the community that tells us the level of difficulty of the trails at Fort Worden and why each of those trails are worth going on. And how this looks is each of the participants will assume an impairment at the beginning of the event, and that will give each participant an opportunity to put themselves in someone else's shoes and learn what challenges some people may face when they're recreating.
That's really cool. So it sounds like this is also a learning opportunity for the community to see what's out there and what organizations are doing, and a way for them to also contribute. And that sounds like an amazing opportunity.
We've partnered with the East Jefferson County Chamber of Commerce and their Young Professional Network Group as a group of individuals that will come and volunteer for this event. And we're opening it up to the entire community as an inclusive event for everyone.
That's great. Do you have to be a nonprofit to register for Day of Caring, or can you be a business to register a project for Day of Caring?
You do need to be a nonprofit or a public agency. So, for example, we also have the Port Townsend Library, which is hosting a project. And we may have some other city parks could register. Friends of community groups could actually register a project. So there's Friends of Fort Worden or Friends of various parks around the city or in the county. Any of those groups could register a Day of Caring project.
Okay. And Travis mentioned the Young Professional Network through the Chamber of Commerce. And so he said that his project is open for the whole community. Does that mean the entire community of Jefferson County can volunteer for Day of Caring?
Absolutely. This is a really open day, open to everyone. I really encourage businesses to get involved. We've had some businesses actually volunteer. Their employees come out for the day. We've had employees from the mill come out and volunteer. We've had employees from the hospital come out and volunteer, from the business guides, from Port Ludlow Associates, from Wells Fargo. So this is a great opportunity for business teams to come out and do something out in the community for a morning. It's also great for faith-based groups to come out or any community group. So, you know, you could be a knitting group, you could be a rowing team, any kind of group could actually team up, come out together and do a project for Day of Caring.
Is Day of Caring all day long, or could you just come out for a few hours?
Well, the good thing is that it's not an all-day commitment. It is 2 to 3 hour commitment. Most of the projects start at 9:30 and end at 1. I'm certain if a community group or a workplace needs to negotiate a time that works better for them, that our partner organizations that are hosting the projects would be willing to work something out.
Travis, is this your first Day of Caring event?
This is my first Day of Caring event.
Awesome. And what made you decide to try to get involved with UGN's Day of Caring?
So when we were thinking about a project for the UGN Day of Caring, we wanted to make sure that we included some sort of disability awareness component. And then we also wanted to promote physical fitness and wellness. So those are our two programs that Dash runs. And so we designed this event specifically to highlight what Dash does and give people a fun way of volunteering that will have a real impact in the community.
And that also incorporates Fort Worden as well.
That's right.
I also think it's a really exciting project. It's a little different from the projects that we typically have. We have a lot of landscaping, we have painting, we have organizing. This one's different, and it's an exciting project to have added to our Day of Caring.
One thing that Dash has found is that information, technology, and human assistance are ways that you can overcome barriers to inclusive recreation. So this is an example of a way we can provide information to community members that will help them overcome barriers to inclusive recreation. And then, you know, example of technology is the new beach wheelchair at Fort Worden.
Oh, wow. Just out of curiosity, how long has United Good Neighbors been doing Day of Caring?
This is actually our 6th annual Day of Caring.
And how many organizations do you know that you started with when you started Day of Caring?
I actually don't know how many. I think probably in the beginning we had 6 or 7 projects. You know, we're now up to 18 projects.
That's awesome.
In the past, we've had as many as 180 volunteers out in the community. That's a lot of people out on a single day doing volunteer projects.
That's a lot of growth. Is there anything else you guys would like to say about Day of Caring?
I did want to highlight a couple of other projects that we're having that I didn't mention earlier, just to kind of give the community a heads up. We have Coast, and they're going to be putting together care bags for shelter guests for their winter shelter. So this is an opportunity for the community to provide some of the materials that will go into the care bags. We have the Backpack for Kids, which they do a phenomenal service to our community youth. You'll have an opportunity to assemble the bags of food that go to kids to take home for the weekend. And that's in all 3 schools that they provide that service to our youth. There's, you know, 10 or so more projects that I haven't mentioned, and you can actually go to our Get Connected webpage and click on Day of Caring and find out what other opportunities you can engage with or sign up for.
And that's the one location to go to if I'm curious about Day of Caring.
You can also go to United Way's website at www.weareugn.org. Click on the Day of Caring tab and you'll be able to access information about the projects as well as click on the button to register.
That's great. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9 Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Emily Henry, and our production manager is Mike Schletzer. I'd like to thank programming manager Larry Stein. I'd also like to thank all of the volunteers at KPTZ, both on air and behind the scenes, who work many hours and have a lot of fun bringing us eclectic music and conversation, both here in Port Townsend and on the web, kptz.org.